Hey everyone, I'm Blair O'Neill with the Golf Channel, and you're listening to Southern Fairways Radio, hosted by Randy Bergen. Now, let's have some fun with Southern Fairways Radio.
And good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show as we're broadcasting live today from our Strixon studios located right here in South Alabama. And as always, today's show is presented by McConnell Automotive, where there are no shenanigans and hassle-free buying at McConnell's Automotive. They're located just east of I-65 on Dolphin Street in Mobile, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. Hello again, friends. I am Randy Bergen. Glad to have you on board with us. And, boy, we've got a great show lined up for you today. Little time out there. In our studios, our co-host, our good buddy, Podsy, will be my riding partner tomorrow in our tournament. He's the director of golf at Quail Creek Golf Club, PGA teaching professional, sweet swinging Bobby Hall. Bobby, how you doing, my man?
Man, doing great. Do you feel that little burst of chill in the air this morning?
It did.
Felt really good. The humidity was down. Felt really good.
Yeah.
Looking forward to tomorrow playing Southern Fairways Golf Tour. We'll be down at the beautiful Craft Farms playing the Cotton Creek course and looking forward to it. And it's going to be another great day. Look forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. We had a practice round there last week in good shape. The green's rolling good. We're fired up about it. Got a lot of folks that'll be out there tomorrow. Got some newbies that'll be out there as well. So be sure and check out. If you're interested in playing, you can go to southernfairwaysgolf.com, hit that tour button, and it will tell you all about it. And somebody that is in our top 25 right now, I'm looking at him. We know him as the voice, Mr. Matt Brandt, one of the proprietors of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Matt, you are there, my man. And guess what? I am going to do everything I can if you stay there to be on that red team.
Well, I love it. I'm enjoying the year so far. We've got a lot of great players, and had that one really good tournament that helped you bump up into that top 25. Right now, currently looking outside in is my radio partner to my right, Randy Bergen, who is got some golf to bring tomorrow. He says we've had conversations offline that somebody's going to come out of their pocket with some things, and he thinks it's going to be me.
I'm going to work on that tonight. I'm going to obviously say my prayers. That will be one of those. And anytime I can get some folded money out of your pocket, it's a good thing, isn't it, Bobby?
That's correct.
That's right. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a great day. The weather looks great, as Bobby said. It feels wonderful outside.
It does.
It does not feel like August right now. So let's enjoy this day and tomorrow and take it for what it is, and we'll have a great time out there.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, look, we're going to be talking some golf coming up in the next segment. We'll talk a little bit more of it in this segment, but we'll talk a lot in the next segment. Then at the bottom of the hour, we talk college football for a segment and a half, because we'll be visiting with Lindy's sports writer. He's assistant editor, website columnist, on-air voice for Lindy's radio network. Been there 35 years. Our good friend Lynn Scarborough is going to be on. And if anybody knows college football, it's this cat right here. So, hey, by the way, if you have a question on your favorite team, text it in to 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. And we'll ask Lynn the question. I'm pretty positive he can answer for you, but looking forward to having him on and getting his thoughts on the upcoming, and guys, just right around the corner, college football season. And as you know, high school starts just in 2 weeks. Yeah. So actually starts next week, I think.
Next week, yeah.
The first game.
College in 2 weeks, high school next week, and, man, it's in the air.
It is.
You can feel it.
And today was a good example, Bobby. You're absolutely right. It felt like a college football day, didn't it?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Sure did. Yeah, it felt great out there. I've been noticing some of the videos coming up with football season approaching. I was watching one a little while ago. I said, honey, for the last 6 months, I've been doing all these honeydews. I've done everything you've asked. I've taken you shopping. We've done your nails. We've done all this. This next 6 months, do not talk to me on Saturday and Sunday. I'm in front of the TV set. Leave me alone. So it is just around the corner.
I hope my wife's not listening, because I didn't do all that to prepare for the football season. So hopefully she's enjoying something else right now.
Enjoying that pool you've got is what you've been doing.
That's right.
No doubt. All right, hey, look, I want to get into some golf here in just a second. But before we do, I'd be remiss if I did not mention, those of you that have been to Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, and those that have not, and you will be going, every time you have a meal there, it's fantastic. But there is some seasoning that is put on just about every dish over there.
That's right.
And it's supposed to be a secret, but we're fixing to make it a non-secret. This Cajun seasoning is going to be on the streets pretty soon.
That's right.
It's available now at Boudreaux's. Tell us all about it. I'm excited. I can't wait to get home and put it on my eggs.
That famous spice, that 10 spices and herbs that we put in most of our sauces and is always on the table, ready for you to put on to your liking at Boudreaux's. We've now got it in retail packaging, ready to go to retail stores. And we'll be working on that very soon to get in hopefully some Rouse's, some Piggly Wiggly, Fresh Market.
Absolutely.
Publix, who knows, all around the area. We've got it right now available at Boudreaux's at the restaurant, so you can come down and get some. It's 4.8 ounces of Boudreaux's
Love.
Cajun seasoning. I mean, this stuff, look, it makes everything taste better. It really does. And I put this at home on eggs in the morning, grits. I've used it as a rub for chicken, steak. We use it on our steaks at the restaurant. You know, that flavor you get when you get those steaks, boom, right there. Use it on our grilled shrimp. I mean, it's almost in everything we cook, and it just makes everything better. It really does. I've used it before. The things that we don't do it at Boudreaux's. We do a prime rib from time to time at home. Use that as a rub for prime rib, that little garlic butter. Man, it's amazing. I use it for blackening. It does. It works everywhere. It works everywhere, and I'm not just promoting this. This stuff is really good. I mean,
yeah.
I really do enjoy this, and it's a great part of having a great team at Boudreaux's, able to get this together and work with some local packaging companies to get this ready to go. And it's exciting. $8.99. Come down to Boudreaux's now and get yours, and then we'll let you know as we get it out to the store.
Okay, I'm going to ask you up front for a donation. That Fairhope High School football tournament up. We got some guys cooking on the grill. Can you donate a little spice? We'll put it on the chicken.
Absolutely.
The hamburgers and all that we're cooking.
Right.
It's coming up on the 16th Fairhope High School football fundraiser at Quail Creek. All right.
I'll get you set up. I'll get a little sign.
I was going to say, there you go. Put a banner out there.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Absolutely.
I like it.
Very good.
But
I'm glad
I put you on the spot.
Absolutely. So am I.
So let me ask you this. All right, we'll get back to sports here in just a second, but we're talking food.
That's right.
My stomach's growling.
I mean, come on.
Can Boom use this at Boom's Thai Kitchen?
Absolutely. You know what? We're gonna cross-merchandise the heck out of this stuff. It's really good. It's not overly spicy. You get to determine how the more you put on, the spicier it'll be. But it levels out. Cayenne is kind of the top level of the spice that's in there. So you get to control the flavor. But we put it in our gumbo roux. We put it in our Cubillon. We put it in our Cajun cream sauce, our Zydeco sauce. I mean, this stuff, I'm telling you, it just the 10 different spices and herbs in there. And it's just the right amount. It's got a little of Italian flavor, a little bit of what your traditional Cajun seasoning you might get and have had for years. It just adds another flavor, another level to what you got at home.
Let me mention this. You mentioned Fairhope High School is having their golf tournament out there at Quail Creek, right?
Correct.
I guess I can mention this. It's about to come out. Coach Cleveland and myself and Big 89 will be doing the play-by-play for the Toros of Spanish Fort this year. They do a lot of cooking out there.
There you go.
Maybe we can get them to purchase a case of that.
There we go.
For their grilling on Friday nights.
I like it. It's gluten free. Let's go.
We're excited about it. We'll tell you more as we get going. But yeah, it's going to be on a couple radio stations. We'll be on the NFHS network. So you'll see video. We'll tag in our audio to the video portion of that. We'll be on. I think it's SpanishFortToros.com or SpanishFortFootball.com. There's going to be a lot of different ways you'll be able to pick up Toro football, and we are excited to be the voices of the Toros starting here in just 2 weeks against Fairhope, Bobby.
That's correct.
So
wow,
that'll be a big matchup, no doubt. But, hey, listen, by the way, 251-343-0106. If you've got a question or a comment, certainly you can dial in. If you're traveling, you can keep us on by going to the FM Talk 106.5 website. You can go into TuneIn Radio, X, YouTube, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcast. Also, we want to say thanks to our good friends at Radio Alabama, 13 stations under their umbrella. Lee Perryman, awesome job he does up there, and happy to be part of their family as well. So a lot going on. And, Bobby, in 30 seconds, can you squeeze in a golf tip?
I always have a golf tip, especially when I'm with my buddy Randy.
You'll be surprised. You're going to be surprised.
I want to talk a little bit about your for those that are right-handed, if you're left-handed, be your left elbow, but your right elbow in the swing. We would like your right arm to be 90 degrees to the ground. Now, a lot of us from, you know, the baseball swing, you see a baseball player, he's got that elbow parallel to the ground, and then they drop it in to hit. But when you're playing golf, now Nicklaus flew his right elbow, but what we'd like to see, if you can imagine a video from the front, is your right elbow is lower than your left arm on the downswing. Your right elbow in its bent position is actually closer to the ground than your left elbow. So if you have your right elbow higher than the left, then you're going to be coming over the top and working outside in.
All right, we're going to talk more about that. We'll talk a little golf in the next segment. Bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking a lot of college football as Southern Fairways rolls on. Doesn't get much better than that right there. I mean, on a Saturday morning, are you kidding me? Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways. I am Randy Bergen, along with Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall and the voice, Mr. Matt Brandt. Guys, by the way, let me just mention, Matt said in the break there that sometime during the show, we're going to give away one of these bottles of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Cajun seasoning makes everything taste better.
That's right.
It is 4.8 ounces of nothing but love.
There you go. It'll
we're gonna give that away here in just a little bit. We'll let you know when. But Bobby, that was a good the tip that we had going into the break there. The right elbow, keep it
lower to the ground, closer to your rib cage. But if you'll take, when you start your downswing, there is the left hip slide. You want your weight to move to the left side, and for right-handed players, you know, just the opposite. You want to move your right hip to the target. But we're talking about right-handed. We want to slide your hip toward the target, and when you tilt with your right shoulder being lower to the ground, your elbow will come closer to your rib cage. It's when the upper body tilts to the left and the elbow gets high and it gets above the left arm, you're going to swing outside in, you're going to cast the club, and you're going to hit a lot of slices.
Yep.
And, or a lot of really bad pulls to the left. So it's real important to start with the left hip slide first and then get your right elbow to come in. Sometimes we coaches have said, well, get your right elbow to come across your right hip pocket. Hmm. It's not a bad way. Put your elbow in your right hip pocket. We want to keep it lower. Now, we talked today, one of the big things people talk about in the golf swing is shallowing out your swing and so that your shaft is not so steep on the way down. So the right elbow can help do that, and it can shallow out the shaft and so that you're more on plane. See your PGA pro, see a very, very good educated golf instructor. Get on video, advise everybody. Everybody has a phone now. Get somebody to video your swing. If from the front view, not the down the line view, but from the front view on a swing, as you start your downswing, look for your right elbow to be lower than your left elbow on the downswing, and you'll see it. And if your right elbow is hidden from your left elbow and you can't see your elbow or even see your right elbow above your left arm, you need help.
You know, I used to
get into the mechanic very quickly, change the oil, check the transmission because you're just out of whack.
I used to have a real hard time with that. I had years ago, just a consistent slice, so I had to play it. But one thing that helped me do what you're talking about was really thinking about taking like a 70 or 80% backswing. It helped me keep my elbow in and down because if I went too far back, that elbow just automatically flew up, and I could never get it back down again. So taking a slightly reduced backswing helped me kind of control the tempo and make sure that elbow and stayed in my hip pocket on the way down, mm-hmm. and really got better contact with the ball, better distance, and lost that spin.
You know, Matt, and I think what you just described there, Bobby's played 1,000 rounds with me, and Bobby knows that I get to that one point, and I say, okay, let me grab just a little bit more, and whenever I turn is when that elbow flies up. So
that's
you're
right.
Absolutely right. Just kind of abbreviate that backswing a little bit. So.
And we know that comes from baseball.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of good baseball players out there that play really good golf. But if you have that elbow really high, it's just going to hurt you. You got to drop it in. Now, even if you look at the great Jack Nicklaus, his elbow flew on the backswing.
Yep.
On the downswing, he was able to put it back in the right posture.
Yeah.
Look at Jim Furyk with that funky.
Freddie Couples even does
Freddie
that.
Couples
right.
flies it. But when you look at him on the downswing, they tuck it in. Miller Barber
yeah.
Won the 19-something senior open he flew his elbow really bad, and it, yeah. and both arms were bent. On the downswing is when you see that elbow retained by your rib cage and gets lower.
And all those guys at the same point, they get it, they got the elbow back down.
That's correct.
You know, they got it up there loose, but they got it back down. So it came back down. And I guess if you want to look at a swing that really defines how that elbow comes through with the club and with the contact with the ball, look at Rory's swing. I mean, that is
– yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't get much better than him, the way he drives his elbow and his hips through the ball. Everything is right. I've seen those mechanical swing generators that mirror like Rory's swing. I've seen people, golfers that golf all their life, get up there and try to use it and swing like Rory. They look like they just ran into a wall. They don't, I mean, it's not natural at all because they're not Rory, obviously. But it does define how much he gets down in the ball in the turn, and it's incredible. So it's a good tip.
Well, it is. And I'll tell you, somebody's been playing some really good golf as they are into the playoffs on the PGA right now. They are at the FedEx St. Jude Championship there at TPC Southwind in Memphis. And a young man trying to find not only a championship or go all the way, but Tommy Fleetwood looking for his first PGA championship on the PGA Tour. He's at 13 under. He's got a 3-stroke lead over fellow Englishman Justin Rose, who's at 10 under, and then Colin Morikawa, Akshay Bhatia, those guys at 9 under, Kurt Kitayama at 8 under, along with Andrew Novak, Maverick McNeely, 8 under, and then Alabama's very own Bud Cauley, who I am pulling for this young man who had that horrible automobile accident several years ago. He's been trying to get back. He's been playing some good golf. He's a T8 right now at 7 under, along with world number one Scotty Scheffler and Jacob Bridgman, those guys at 7 under. So a lot of good golf. They've got the top 70 right now playing. They will advance. Top 50 will advance to next week's BMW Championship. That will be going on over at Caves Valley Golf Club in Owings Mill, Maryland. Keegan Bradley, yep. The defending champion there. So right now, golf is it's in the playoffs. It's some good golf. Now, they did get delayed a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, a little delay from weather yesterday. So they finished up round three this morning. They've got some guys, some earlier players out already. But, man, I tell you what, if you would have asked me before yesterday, name a golfer that hasn't won that's in the top 10, I would have never picked Tommy Fleetwood. I did not know he had not won a PGA event.
Yeah, I mean that's as
good as he is, as often as he's up there. I just didn't. I had no idea.
The young man with the wonderful flowing mane
right.
on the PGA Tour is looking for that first. And look, he's been up there quite a few times,
yeah.
going into a lead into a Sunday and just cannot hang on. And Bobby talked a little bit about that. Whenever you see these pros that like a Tommy Fleetwood, who's been playing for many 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 years, he's won many on the European Tour, but nothing on the PGA Tour. What is it that just it gets there but can't finish it on Sunday?
Gosh, we've had that conversation many a time on the show. Is how do you stay in the zone? He's gotten in the zone so many times, he's just let it slip away, or somebody comes out of the pack and just, you know, shoots a 62, 63. He can't do much about that. He's got to stay level. He's got to stay just even keel about things. I'm sure, though, it's gnawing at him in the over his shoulder. That, hey, I got to come home and produce something here. But, you know, good luck to him. I would like to see him win. Like you said, I'm pulling for Bud Cauley as well. Justin Rose, what a competitor he is.
Just
you know?
A nice guy.
And, you know, when you're picking guys in major championships, Justin Rose is always right there. Well, you know, he's going to be around.
Yeah.
He's going to push Tommy all the way to the very end, you know, and that's what you want. You don't want to go up against the field and have, you know you want a strong field, and so he's got it. So this will really prove that he can get through this, and I hope that he does. It's going to be tough. He has to stay in the moment. He has to think about each shot. He can't get ahead of himself, and he's just got to do the best he can.
We talk about how he's been close a lot of times just mm-hmm. in the majors alone. Now he's got 7 wins on the European Tour, but in the majors alone, all right, the closest that he's got, well, let's talk about the Masters, a T3 last year in 2024, the PGA Championship, a T5 in 2022, and then a U.S. Open. He came in second place in 2018, and 2019 came in second place at the Open Championship. So he's put himself in position close the deal, Tommy.
That's right.
Just close the deal, okay? I mean, don't do like I did whenever.
Which time?
Bobby, I tell you, we're playing Quail Creek Championship, 2-day event there. This has been, I don't know, been a number of years ago. And I'm the only one to come in under par, right? Come in under par. We go out on a threesome on Sunday, and I'm playing with the great Joe Pomeroy.
Yeah.
All right? And Hank. Yeah, Hank.
What do you call him?
Go out there, and I'm like, if I can just par and stay with Joe, just stay, whatever Joe does, I do, I win, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was not the right mentality. I go from, there was about a 23 or 24 shot swing from Saturday to Sunday. Yeah, it was not good. Hopefully.
You remember the Greg Norman meltdown?
Yes.
Triplet?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It was nuts for sure, but enjoyed it. Enjoyed it. All right, so you got the champions out playing right now. Now they are at the Boyne Classic, up in where are they? I think they're in. Boyne Classic. Where are they? Well, we'll find out. Anyway, let's talk about some of the guys there. Jerry Kelly leads up right now. He and Matt Gogel are T1 at 7 under. No shoulders. Paul Guedes is at 6 under. Rode the escalator with Paul one day over in Biloxi. Had a good little chat with him. Brant Job, Freddie Jacobson, and David Duvall, Stephen Auker. There's a list of Vijay Singh, Darren Clark. Those guys all at 5 under. Dickie Pride. Right now is where's he at? He's at 4 under, so he's a T11 with Boo Weekly and Stuart Sink. Those guys at 4 under as well. Ernie Els, the Big Easy, right there at 4 under. So they'll finish that up tomorrow. And let's see, Jerry Kelly, if the old cheesehead can get another win.
Hey, speaking of those guys, Justin Rose. How old is Justin Rose? Isn't he?
Justin's probably 42, 43.
Is that okay? All right.
I think. I don't know.
I thought it was a little closer to that. Isn't it 50 for the senior tour?
It is.
Man, I tell you, if he was closer to that, I was like, man, he's going to go in there and just blow it up if he decides to go that route. I mean, but if he's only 42, 43, he's got plenty of time.
He was born in 1980, so that would make him
45. Yeah. Okay. All right.
He's got 5 more years.
But he's been playing great this year. I mean, the last couple of years. It's been good to see Justin Rose, you know, get out there like these old guys on the radio.
Yeah, there play, you go.
Play. It's pretty fun.
There you go. All right, hey, good golf talk. Y'all ready to talk a little college football? We're going to do that when we return. We're going to visit with Lindy Sports Magazines. 35 years he's been with them. Lynn Scarborough's up next right here on Southern Fairways. Don't go away. Welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. Randy Bergen along with Matt Brandt. We call him the voice here on the show. And Sweet Swing and Bobby Hall hanging out with us right here in our Strixon Studios, located in Lower Alabama. And guys, I'll tell you, glad to have one of our old friends on the line with us, Lynn Scarborough with Lindy Sports. He's been there 35 years, assistant editor, writer, website columnist, and on-air voice with Lindy's Radio Network. Our good friend, Lynn, how you doing, my man? Welcome to the show.
Randy, thanks. Glad to be with you. You and I hadn't been on the air together. I look back; it's been a couple of years, maybe 2 or 3 years. So I'm really appreciate the opportunity to be with you, and always glad to talk with you.
Well, I want to tell you, we're going to change that. All right, we're going to change that. I was talking to somebody, and I said, and I brought your name up, and I said, look, I have not talked to Lynn in quite some time. You do an outstanding job on the magazine, and I said, we're fixing to change that. You and I are about to dive into something. I hadn't told you about, so just to let you know, you're going to be on something. But all right, hey, let's talk about the magazine. It's out, guys. It's out on the street right now. You got different covers on there. There's an Alabama cover. You got Ryan Williams on that one. But talk a little bit about, you've been doing this for 35 years now. How long does it take to put this together, and how difficult is it now with the transfer portal to get this accurate?
Well, I mean, it takes several months, quite frankly. The football magazine that is on the stands now, we printed it probably, I have to think back, probably the second or third week of May, which means we were doing interviews and setting things up, talking to advertisers during March and all during spring practice. So as college baseball was really getting underway, beyond, you know, getting to conference games, we were putting out college and pro football. Then I will be, when we get off the air, I'll be going back into my office area. I'm down at our house right now working out of my home office. But I'll be going back in there reading college basketball. We are finishing our college basketball magazine this week. So three weeks before the – actually 2 weeks before that ridiculous week zero, we'll be finishing our college basketball. And then we start either tomorrow or Monday on pro basketball before the first college game is played. Before the first college game is played in football, our college and pro basketball magazines will already have been sent to the printer. So that's the schedule. You know, what's the schedule we're always on? Because, you know, your earliest college basketball games are in November.
That's right.
And so you're getting into the real meat of who's going to bowl games and who's going to make college football playoff. And you've got some really good college basketball teams in the South that will be playing basketball in November. And so what we do, we've always got to stay a season ahead. We'll do our Major League Baseball magazines. We'll do them next January, and the first games aren't until April. So it's just the nature of what we have to do in order to get things out. And you ask about, Randy, what difference the transfer portal in NIL has made. I'll give you one right here. I'm telling you that we've virtually got our college basketball magazine completed. By Monday or Tuesday next week, we will have. But we're not going to print that magazine for almost 2 weeks from now, because I'll guarantee you the pages that we've got done right now, which is basically a 200-plus page magazine, we're going to have to go back in and change some of them in the next 2 weeks because of the transfer portal. It was the same way football. Same way football. We used to do our Southeastern football magazine first. This year we did it, I think, third in the sequence, because you've got, you know, I think when people started this transfer portal idea, that, you know, their thoughts on it were probably good, but I don't believe anybody that actually said, okay, let's try to get this underway. Imagine that you would have 2,000 athletes jumping into the transfer portal. I don't think that was their ideal. It's to totally remake the sport.
Yeah. Well, it is giving it more parity, I can guarantee you that. But let's talk a little bit about the SEC. And as we get set just in a couple of weeks to get started, obviously right now everybody's got their eyes on Texas, all right, and Arch Manning. And there's a lot of – they've got – I think everybody's got Texas pick number one. There's no doubt. I heard a stat, and I'm not sure – maybe this is true. You can tell me. This is the first time Texas has been picked preseason number one, and it's the first time that number one and number two have played in the first game of the season with Texas and Ohio State, Ohio State being number two. What's your thought with this Texas team? And I'm going to get into some other teams as well, but with this Texas team and Arch Manning coming out, and a great athlete, we know that, but we've only seen him really have two starts last year. Give me your thoughts what we can expect with Texas and Ohio State.
They're very good. First place, I think Ohio State will win the game. With that being said, Texas is very good. I'll defend our choice of them as number one. But I think, like so many teams, I'm sure we'll talk about a few others here in a minute, I don't remember a time when the Southeastern Conference teams, and really somewhat around the country, have been so dependent on how the quarterback does to determine how the team does. That's not, Randy, to say it's the best quarterback year. You know, we've had years – you know, when you've had three or four quarterbacks from the SEC be Heisman Trophy finalists. We don't have that now. We've got a lot of teams that have new quarterbacks under center. We've got Gunnar Stockton under center at Georgia because their starting center went to Miami. We've got, you know, in the SEC, you've got you know, you got Diego Pavia. Vanderbilt's not even being mentioned anywhere. Diego Pavia, he beat Alabama and Auburn both the same year.
You had to bring that up.
That's right.
That's all it up.
That Vanderbilt did. I voted on my right. on my ballot in Atlanta at SC Media Days. I voted Sellers from South Carolina is my first team All SEC quarterback. With that being said, I think we've got them ranked too high. I think they're going to struggle to win half their games. We've got them ranked number 13 in the country, and the opening poll has them ranked in the top 15 in the country. So much depends on that. You know, is Lagway going to get the job done at Florida?
If he stays healthy. Oh, if he stays healthy.
If he, you know, he could be if he's healthy, but he hadn't had a history of having great health. Ty Simpson was a five-star quarterback playing under his dad with great experience in high school. But he's going to be starting his first ball game. And while I think Alabama is significantly better than Florida State, I don't know that playing Florida State away from home is the best way to get a guy, get his first start. Several teams have got great experience at quarterback. Tennessee, they've got the starting quarterback from UCLA starting for Tennessee, and the starting quarterback for Tennessee is starting for UCLA. Well, both of those quarterbacks have great experience, but neither one of them have experience against the teams and the players in the league that they're going to be playing against. Alabama and Auburn.
Yeah,
let's take Auburn. Alabama, a pretty good team, went out to Oklahoma, which couldn't win half its games, and got massacred 24-3. Well, the starting quarterback for Oklahoma will be the starting quarterback for Auburn against Baylor three Saturdays from now. So you're going to say, well, they're bringing in a new quarterback that doesn't have any experience. Well, he didn't have any experience at Auburn, but three games ago for them, he was the quarterback that beat Alabama by three touchdowns. So what do you say about these? You know, is it the truth that they don't have experience, or is it just they don't have experience with who they're playing for now?
And that's a great question. We're visiting with Lynn Scarborough with Lindy Sports. Real quick, I did want to mention, and you didn't mention this name, and I think they probably have some of the best talent in the SEC right now, is LSU. And Nussmeier, perhaps the best quarterback in the SEC. They're going to open up the season with Clemson at Clemson. And I'm telling listen, LSU has not won an opening game, I think, in a couple of years.
Six years.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Do you think that this is going to help going to
the game, Randy? The last time they won an opening game, they won the national championship.
Well, go Clemson.
here's the thing. You could have the Final Four playing the first week. You could have LSU playing Clemson and Ohio State playing Texas, and those four teams could, when there's only four left standing, it could be those four. I mean, I think we've never had that situation come up before. But I'm taking the two SEC teams to lose. We've got Texas number one, but they're going up against the national champion. I think Ohio State wins that ball game. I've covered a lot of games in Baton Rouge. I've covered several games at Clemson at both Tiger Stadiums. The last time, and I haven't covered that many. I've covered a lot at LSU. But I've only seen Clemson win a game at home when I've been covering the game one time ever. It was about 50 years ago. And I've seen them play some pretty good opponents on that field. And Clemson's won every game. I've seen LSU lose a lot more in Baton Rouge than I've seen Clemson losing Clemson. That's not to throw cold water on the LSU fans that I'm sure are listening to us right now down on the Gulf Coast. LSU, we've got them like number five in the country. And if they win, it's going to be because Nussmeier meets the positive comments that people are giving about him.
Yeah, that's true. We're visiting with Lynn Scarborough with Lindy's Sports. Matt, we got about 2 minutes left in this segment.
Well, Lynn, great to have you on. You made a great observation there that, the quarterbacks have always been really, really important. But now it's almost like that's all we talk about is the quarterback. If the quarterback's not playing well, the game's over. If the quarterback's not doing this, the game's over. But years ago, you might just want a quarterback to hand off to a great running back.
An A.J. McCarron.
Exactly, yeah, to hand off to a great running back. With the transfer portal and all those things, do you think we've lost some of those, you know, these running games? That is everything gone to the you know, high-powered passing offenses? Or do we have some runners in the SEC that can change that?
Yeah, I think it has. I mean, yeah, runners can change that, but they got to get the opportunity. They got to have the play call. They got to have the blocking assignments designed to help the run. I mean, you know, you can determine how good your running game is going to be by what the plays are called on the sidelines and what plays you're perfecting in practice. And I think that that you know you've got good running backs in the SEC last year. But you had more quarterbacks being played. Alabama's been a good example. When you go look at the quarterbacks that they've had, you know, Justin Fields, you know, went somewhere else because he had another quarterback that went somewhere else, Tua. You know, these guys, they've had a string of good quarterbacks. Oklahoma had, at one time, they had, like in 5 years, they had three Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks.
That's right.
And so it's not... You know, it's what you decide to do with them. And I think one thing that's helped the quarterback's position is that more quarterbacks run the ball now. And I listened at SEC Media Days. I did listen to Shane Beamer. And I'm a big Shane Beamer fan. I like him personally. I like him as a coach. In his talk, he was talking about Sellers, who I voted first team all SEC. And he said, you know, we got a great talent here that, you know, he makes some great plays. He said, but I wouldn't be upset if he took another second or two to find himself a receiver rather than picking the ball up and saying, I'm going to make this into a 20-yard gain. And he was laughing on that because he's made it into a lot of 20-yard gains. But at the point, you got a lot of good running backs. The quarterbacks run the ball a lot more now. And you've got teams now that, you know, Alabama's got great receivers. Auburn has great receivers. So that's what we're dealing with.
Hey, Liam, we got to take a timeout. We're going to keep you over for just another segment. I've got a couple of questions that I got to get squeezed in here, all right? We're going to take a timeout.
Absolutely.
When we come back, we continue our visit with Lynn Scarborough of Lindy Sports Magazine right here on Southern Fairways. We always tell you it's the fastest hour in radio. Buckle up, and boy, I'll tell you, it has been going by fast today. As we thank you for hanging out with us on a wonderful Saturday morning right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Randy Bergen along with Matt Brandt, one of the proprietors of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, who now has the seasoning out. It's the Cajun seasoning. Taste, what's it say? Makes everything taste better. So
that's right. Makes everything taste better, and it makes our menu taste better because we use it on just about everything on the menu as a main ingredient to our sauces, to our Alfredo sauce. I mean, come on, this stuff, it really does.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give away a bottle here in just a minute, okay? So get ready for that. Of course, hanging out with us also, PGA teaching professional and director of golf at Quail Creek Golf Club in Fairhope, Alabama. We call him Sweet Swingin' Bobby Hall. So good to have you with us here today, Bobby, for sure. On our all-weather roofing guest line, Lynn Scarborough with Lindy Sports Magazine on with us. And Lynn, thank you for taking time and hanging over the second segment with us. I do want to ask you, as you look through the list that you've got here, you got Texas ranked first, LSU, Alabama. You got LSU over Alabama. Is that because of Nussmeier? Or because of the great
probably
talent that they do have on that team?
Yeah, probably so. And let me tell you, we have a and everybody that does rankings face this. Do you pick the team when you're doing preseason rankings, early rankings? Do you pick the team that you think is going to win the championship, or do you pick the team that you think is the best team? That's not always necessarily the same thing, because
you're right.
when you're making picks, you're picking who do you play. You know, schedule is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you play, and when and where do you play them? There were years, guys, when Mississippi State played in the SEC championship game. You know, Jackie Sherrill took a team there. there have been a year, there was 1 year, maybe two, when Arkansas played. Arkansas and Mississippi State got beat real bad in those championship games. But they were playing in the championship games because of their schedule. They weren't necessarily better than LSU or Auburn or Alabama in the same division with them, but they had the better schedule. And so I think we're saying that if you look at who they're playing and you look at their quarterback situation, then you would take LSU over Alabama right now. But that doesn't really mean anything for when it gets down the line. There are going to be some teams that are picked in our top 10 that won't end up in the top 20. And there's going to be some teams that we don't even have in the top 25 that's probably going to come close to being in the top 10. You just don't know who those are. And so you've got a real criteria dilemma when you decide how you're going to rank teams.
Well, there's obviously no question about that for sure. Let me ask you this now: as you look at the SEC, you got Texas number one, you got Mississippi State number 16. What team in there do you think is going to be a surprise? You mentioned South Carolina. South Carolina was the hottest team in the SEC the last six or seven games of the season. Yep. What team do you see as a surprise for the SEC this year? Ole Miss, Florida, who do you see?
Boy, Tennessee, maybe because of the record. Again, Tennessee's schedule is helpful to it when you look at the big picture of how many games they're going to win. Texas A&M, they're loaded, and they get several of the more traditional power teams that they play. They get them at home, so I think they got a possibility. I'm staying away from the ones that you named. I think we've probably got South Carolina ranked a little too high. I don't want to discount Diego Pavia because Vanderbilt can win some games just because of him. They did last year. And I think there are several things. I think Oklahoma is one that you don't know which side of the fence to put them on. I think Auburn's one that you don't know which side of the fence to put them on. I was reading the thing yesterday.
It's a critical year for them.
Well, it is a critical year for them. And they had four games last year that were decided by one score. They lost three of them. And two of them that were ahead with 5 or 6 minutes left in the game. So there's a slight difference between being 8 or 9 wins and 5 wins. If they hold on in just two of those ball games, they're 7-5 and they qualify to go to a bowl game. Oklahoma, we mentioned them. Oklahoma last year. Auburn leads Oklahoma with 5 minutes left in the ball game. And they throw a pass in the flat that's run back for a touchdown, and Oklahoma wins. On that Oklahoma team was Jackson Arnold, who now is Auburn's quarterback, and he's going to Oklahoma to play at Oklahoma. There's just so many of these teams that have got where you can connect the dots like that, and it could fall either way. Now, I think you got 4 or 5 SEC teams, guys, that could fall in that category.
Well, I think you're right, and Lynn, I got to tell you, we could sit here and do this all day. Yep. I mean, I'll tell you, it's always fun to have you on with us. Appreciate you taking time, and I hope that you'll come back on with us real soon because, again, you're so knowledgeable, and as we get into the football season, certainly want your aspect and your thoughts on these games and these teams. So, thank you for taking time to be with us, and guys, get out
no
there
problem.
And get this magazine.
So we'll be working basketball the next 10 days. Randy, let's talk off the air sometime. And if we want to set up some intervals that we try to get together on the air and talk, I'd love to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There he is right there. Lynn Scarborough with Lindy's Sports Magazine. Guys, go to and pick it up right now at just about any store. They're out there. They do a fantastic job. Lynn, thanks again for hanging out with us and talk to you soon, okay? All right. There you go. I'll tell you. It's right here. We love it. If you're in the South and you're listening to sports radio, there's a reason.
There's a reason. Doesn't the sports talk, this college football talk, that just get you excited about the season already?
It does. I think we're all getting fired up. Yeah. And, I mean, this weather right here plays a part.
It does.
Okay.
It does. And look, I tell you what, if you want to get more fired up, I just started watching this a couple of days ago on Netflix right now. They just released Any Given Saturday. It is about the SEC. It's behind the scenes on the SEC teams last year. It talks about the 2024 season, goes over the struggles, the ups and downs at Florida, the big wins at Vanderbilt, the LSU struggles. Is Nussmeier coming back? Is he not? I'm through the fourth episode. I think it's seven episodes in it. Man, if you want to get fired up, go watch it. It's really well done, and you get some pretty cool looks. I mean, you hear head coaches saying, "Well, we can win as long as this quarterback's in." Just to Lynn's point,
right?
You know, the quarterback sometimes means everything to these games.
Let's do this. Let's give away a bottle of the Boudreaux's brand new. Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, Cajun seasoning, makes everything taste better. We're going to give it to the third phone call, 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. Steven, our producer, will take your call. Third phone call gets a bottle of what I'm going home to put on my eggs, because
right.
I'm going to cook some eggs when I get home. 251-343-0106, you'll get this Cajun seasoning that's brand new, and excited for you about that. So, Bobby, what you going to cook up? On you probably have a steak.
Well, I have some chicken in the freezer that I think I'm going to take out, thaw out, put in my little crock pot with a little seasoning and get it nice and tender and have me some Cajun spice.
There you go. It ought to be fun. Hey, before we get out of here, got just a minute left. What's for dinner at Boudreaux's tonight?
All right, so since we're talking about this Cajun seasoning, we're going to talk about our brunch item that we haven't done a whole lot of. And it's on Sundays from 10 to 3. We call it a bol de bont. All right, this is a down-home country dish that you put some of this Cajun seasoning on, it just makes it taste better. So we get your stone ground grits, Gouda grits, topped with a medley of red peppers, green peppers, onions, jalapenos. We chop up some gator sausage and saute that, lay that on top of this big bowl of Gouda grits, and then we do two eggs sunny side up, lay it right on top, and you've got
the heart attack.
You've got a great start to your Sunday morning, because what you've already had before that, you already had your Cajun Bloody Mary, and we just threw in a piece of Connecticut bacon because that's just yum. All right. When you've had that, then you have your bol de bont. Then you got to finish off with your beignets. I mean, these are I would say the best beignets I've had anywhere locally. I might be biased, but they're covered in powder. They're covered in powdered sugar. They are they're amazing. Some people like a lime wedge with it or a lemon wedge with it. I'm not a huge fan of that. But if you want it, we'll bring it to you. But you can't start a Sunday any better. So come out 10 to 3 on Sundays. If you're not available on Sundays, we're open Tuesday through Saturday, 3 to 9. So come see us.
Gosh, I might be late for the tea time on Sunday, Randy.
Oh, my goodness.
I might have to just go from Daphne to Gulf Shores really quick.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Looking forward to that.
All right.
You always make it sound great, Matt.
Well,
thanks
thank
a lot. It's
it
always
really
good
does. Really does. Hey, it's been fun today.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gone by extremely fast. Bobby, what you got going on in 30 seconds at Quail Creek?
Well, at Quail Creek, we're going to open the greens on the 29th of August. We'll have the new greens open on the 29th. So
good.
Look forward to having you out there. The backside greens are in really, really good shape despite transition. So come see us at Quail Creek.
Hey, we want to thank all of our sponsors, McConnell Automotive, Strixon Golf, Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Eastern Shore, Toyota and Hyundai, Kraft Farms Golf Course is where we'll be tomorrow. Beautiful to play out there. Lisa Johnson Realtor, Cito, All Weather Roofing, Fairhope Golf Works, Quail Creek Golf Club, Boomstide Kitchen, Keith Mitchell with Global Life Insurance, and the PSR Radio Network. We also thank Steve Stanley for giving us on the air, and thank you for tuning in to Southern Fairways Golf, the Sports Radio Show. Till next week, we'll see you. I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. Bye-bye, buddy.